Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to my fifth episode. I am smiling right now. I don't know if you can hear me or if you can tell that I'm smiling by my voice. Obviously you can hear me, duh. But I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I am smiling so big because these past 2 weeks have been so overwhelming, and I don't care if it sounds cliche, but I seriously feel so grateful for all the feedback that I'm getting and all the messages that I've gotten. I'm at like 500 downloads for my first 2 weeks, and it's just so crazy because I was honestly really scared to launch this podcast, and it's something that has been on my mind for the past year, and just to finally see it come to fruition and see kind of like all the behind the scenes and all the things that I went through to kind of get it up and running, to see it pay off is seriously just one of the greatest things in the entire world. So I really do just want to take 1 minute and say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. And if you have any suggestions, as always, please DM me, get a hold of me however you want, because I am seriously an open book and I will take all the feedback that I can get. But yeah, overall, it has just been super positive and really great so far, and I could not ask for a better launch. So honestly, thank you so much to everyone who left me a review, who took the time to send me a message, who talked to me in person. So what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to keep this episode a little bit shorter. I really enjoy listening to podcasts that are anywhere between like 20 to 40 minutes long. And my goal for my episodes is to keep it around like the 30 to 40 minute mark. At the same time, with every guest, I really want to tailor each episode to the guest that I'm talking with. And sometimes, you know, it's just really good and we just want to talk for longer. And sometimes it's still really good and it just ends up being shorter. But I feel like in general, I am going to try to make them a little bit shorter just because I really want them to be short, quick, sweet, to the point, and everything like that. So this one is going to be a solo episode with me. Still haven't thought of a name. So if you have any suggestions, yeah, just let me know. It's going to be my top three ways, or the top three ways, for how you can become location independent, become a digital nomad, aka work online and travel the world, or if you just want to stay at home with your family, have more freedom and flexibility and choice in your life, be able to design your days, just have more options. This episode is for you because I'm going to lay out the three different areas that you can kind of go into or choose for becoming location independent, and then kind of my tips for how to get into those areas. So here we go. All right, so I'll list the three of them first. And again, this is all my opinion. I mean, I have been like studying this for a long time and I've lived this lifestyle for the past year, but I feel like I'm just like a researcher. So I'm always looking at new things and everything like that. But again, this is all my opinion. This is all my perspective. So take what you want and leave what you don't want. So the top three ways for how to become location independent is by becoming a remote employee, becoming a freelancer, or becoming an online entrepreneur. So now I'm going to break those down. First, like if you're sitting there and you're like, I just want to make money tomorrow, then I think arguably the best way to start making money online really quick and easy, like I said, is by freelancing. And essentially what a freelancer is you're just having people pay you for a skill that you have that they don't have. So let's say, for example, you know how to do social media management, or you have a background in marketing, or let's say you're a good writer or a copywriter, or you have experience with tutoring. Let's say you're more artsy and you know how to take really pretty pictures and you can do photographs. If you know how to edit really well, you can do photo editing, video editing. If you know, again, how to edit, if you have any experience with editing like podcasts, or if you can teach yourself, that's actually, I just taught myself basically how to edit all my podcasts. I do all of my production myself, and it's really not hard. So I could technically go out tomorrow and just say that I'm a podcast editor, and I could probably pick up some clients and get some work for that. If you have any experience with SEO, if you're a techie, you can pitch yourself as a tech person for websites. If you have any, literally freelancing, all freelancing is you guys, don't complicate it. It's just pitching yourself and putting yourself out there and telling people about a skill that you have that they don't have and that they're willing to pay you for. That's all freelancing is. And why I think it's the easiest way to start, the easiest one to start off with, is because you don't need to have a business, quote unquote. You don't need to have a business set up. You don't need to have your own fancy website or anything like that. I'll just give you an example of two things that have happened to me. So I'm part of a lot of Facebook groups, and that's something that I'm going to talk about in this episode too, is I really, really, really recommend that if you're wanting to do anything with like making money online or digital nomad, location independence, anything, join as many Facebook groups as that are applicable to you. Because when I first started out, I think I joined about 50 and I was just in them all the time, networking, searching, asking questions, everything. Sorry, back to my original story. I was part of this one Facebook group and someone made a post that was like, said something along the lines of, what is everyone's side hustles? Drop a comment below. Or what are you working on? How are you making extra money online? Drop a comment below. And I just put that one of my side hustles, which I'm not like making money from yet, but something that I'm working on right now, is setting up passive income through Pinterest, through affiliate marketing. And I'm really like obsessed with the idea of having passive income. Passive income is essentially anything that you can make while you're sleeping. So it's like, instead of trading your time for money, it's kind of just like, once you set it up, it's either on autopilot or with very minimal upkeep, and you can just make money no matter where you are or what you're doing. That's passive income, is when you're not actively trading your time for money. And so I just put a comment on the thread. I was like, oh yeah, one of the side hustles that I'm working on is I'm working on setting up passive income through Pinterest, through affiliate marketing. And a girl saw that and she messaged me and she sent this like whole long message where pretty much she was like, yeah, I know Pinterest is so good for business and it's so good for getting clients and like really good for traffic, because Pinterest is essentially like Google. If you're not familiar with Pinterest, it's just a search engine. And she pretty much gave me this long spiel about how she really knows that it's beneficial for business, but she just doesn't really want to take the time to learn it. And she was like, would you be interested in taking me on as a client and I'll pay you? And I was literally like, oh my gosh, that's what freelancing is, you guys. Like, she literally was just like, can I pay you and you can do this for me? That's one example. And then another example is I had a meeting with this guy not too long ago, and I ended up telling him that I was a social media marketer, and he just emailed me like yesterday, I think it was. And he was like, hey, I remember you telling me you were a social media marketer. Would you be interested in like taking me on as a client, essentially? And it's just funny because I met with him, I think like 1 or 2 months ago, and it was for something completely unrelated to that, but he just remembered that I had said that, and he reached back out to me and was like, are you interested in taking on another client? That's all freelancing is. So just really don't complicate it. I think that the basis of freelancing is just find something that you're already skilled in, or if you're not skilled in it and there's something that you want to do, just go Google it. And then all you have to do is join Facebook groups, start networking, pitching yourself and say that you do this, and you might be able to pick up some clients. Or I would just challenge yourself, say, what can I do that people will pay me for tomorrow? And just put it out there and see what happens. So that's freelancing in a nutshell. And the beauty of it is you can charge however much or little you want. Over this past year, I've done freelancing like for social media marketing, digital marketing, writing. So yeah, that's freelancing in a nutshell. So just use your creative juices, Google, see what other people are doing for freelance work, and that is definitely something that does not have to be official at all, and you can totally make money off of. So that's number one. Second is remote employee. So this is also what I did when I was first starting out my digital nomad journey last year, is I just wanted to, I know ultimately that I want to have my own business because I am very entrepreneurial minded. I'm very business minded, and I've always wanted to have my own business, but I just don't know what kind of business I want. But I knew that I wanted to start working and traveling as soon as possible. So I was like, okay, I just want to be a remote employee right now. And if you've listened to my first guest interview I had with Taylor Lane, I actually hired her and she helped me land my first remote jobs. I accepted 3 remote jobs in my first month. So yeah, so my second way to achieve location independence is becoming a remote employee. And what might surprise you about this is most of the things that you do in person can be done online and without like having your paycheck cut. Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like people think that just because you're not working in person and you're working online, that means you're taking a pay cut. And I really have not found that to be true at all for myself or other people I know. I mean, it would be the same, if not more. So I really don't think that pay is a factor. So when starting out, if you want to become a remote employee, or if you're not even entrepreneurial minded, or you don't want to do a freelancer, or you don't want to do freelancing and you just want to work for someone, I would totally recommend becoming a remote employee. And like I said, there are so many opportunities to get a remote job. It's actually insane. So what I did when first starting out, and this was before I hired Taylor, I actually went to Google because I Google literally everything. And all I did was type in top remote companies 2018. And I found this list by Forbes. And it was like top 100 work from home jobs. And I went to like the top 20 of them, I think. And I just went to all those companies' websites and saw what they were. Yeah, that was a great way to just kind of see what's out there, because you start to realize that, again, like I said earlier, the majority of things that you do in person can be done from anywhere, because there's just so much of our work now is done through the internet and on the computers and everything like that. I also joined a ton of Facebook groups. Like I said, I joined about 50 Facebook groups, and I just used the Facebook search bar and I typed in things like work online and travel, girls, digital nomad girls around the world, digital nomad jobs, location independent jobs, travel the world jobs. Like I just typed in phrases like that. And you know how groups will be recommended to you once you start joining groups. I would just join those groups, see what other groups were recommended. And like I said, I was in so many of them and I was in them all the time. But it's so amazing because you can see what other people are saying. You can network with people. There's oftentimes links to job opportunities. There's links to job boards. You can ask questions. You can meet people and like message people and hear what other people are doing. And honestly, like I think like Facebook is one of the top things that I always recommend to people, like joining Facebook groups if they want to get a remote job, because there's just so much in those Facebook groups. And yeah, it's super beneficial. Also, you can look at job boards every day. So with a remote industry, there are a ton of remote job boards. And again, if you go to Taylor's website, I feel like I promote Taylor all the time because I'm just obsessed with what she does. She has a resource listed on one of her, on like her resources page or her blog page or something like that. And it has a list of remote job boards for every industry. So no matter what industry you're looking in, it has remote job boards, and you can go to the different job boards and see what companies are hiring, see jobs posted there, and it's just going to blow your mind, honestly. Once you start looking, like, it's just going to blow your mind with how many different options you have. And that's why I really do think that, okay, if you're listening to this and you really want to go remote, like, it's fine. On one hand, like, it's fine to just pick a job, you know, get your, accept the first offer you get. But on the other hand, it's like, if you want any kind of sustainability, I would really try to hold out and do one that you feel like you are gifted in, or that you have some kind of passion for, or that's going to grow you or stretch you, or else you're going to burn out very quickly. So it's like that fine line of be selective, but don't be too picky. Like, you know what I mean? You want something that's going to be a good fit for you, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you really do want something that is going to be a good fit for you and be sustainable for you. And there's always jobs posted on job boards. So don't feel like they're just going to stop or run out, because remote work is just going to continue rising in the years to come. So there's just going to even be more and more jobs in the years to come. So that's another tip I have. Another tip for becoming a remote employee is hiring a coach or someone who can help you get hired. Sometimes applying for remote jobs is different than applying for in-person jobs, because they don't know you and they don't see you. And it is kind of a different type of culture. And so what I did when I was applying for remote jobs is I sent in video applications. And that's another tip that Taylor gave me, is to send in video applications. And I feel like that makes a huge difference, because you're standing out among everyone else who is just sending in their resume, but the hiring manager or employer like can't hear their voice, can't see their face, can't get a feel for their personality. And so I feel like just taking those extra few minutes to just record some type of video application and send it in along with your resume and cover letter or whatever is really shows that you're going above and beyond, and I think it makes you stand out. But again, that's something that I got from hiring Taylor. So yeah, I mean, if you have the extra funds and you're able to hire someone who can show you or kind of teach you how to get a remote job, then I think it's worth it, because I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And like, I'm all about learning from people who have already done what you want to do. So if I can like shortcut the process for myself, then it's worth it to me. And I guess you just have to ask yourself, like, is it worth it? And to me, it was worth it to hire someone. So that's another tip I have. And then also YouTube. YouTube is amazing. I was on YouTube a lot, like just typing in like digital nomad work and everything like that. Two girls that I really like on YouTube are Digital Nomad Girl and Zoe Ariel, I think her name is. But Zoe has a video called Become a Digital Nomad, 15 Jobs to Make Money Online. And she, lists 15 jobs that you can make money online with. And I think that was a great video. I think she might have done a follow-up one. And then also Digital Nomad Girl, she just posts a ton of ways for how to make money online, travel, the digital nomad life, and everything like that. So yeah, those are my top tips to become a remote employee. I really hope those help. So let me know if you use any of those and if it helped you, or if you didn't know that before and now you know and it was like beneficial for you, I would love to hear. So my last way for how to make money online and become location independent is by becoming an online entrepreneur. This one is my third one, because as with any type of entrepreneurship, it is not going to happen overnight. So that's why I do recommend starting out with freelancing or becoming a remote employee, just because with entrepreneurship, there's always going to be ups and downs, especially in your first, 6 months to a year, maybe even 2 years of your business. But I would definitely recommend doing something like freelancing or having a remote employee position while also building your own online business, if that's something that you want to do. Ideas for becoming an entrepreneur: you can do online course creation, which is pretty much teaching people something that you know that they don't know. And again, just offering your skills and things like that. I'm just trying to think of examples. Okay, I have an example. That was so quick. So I just bought a course from Kylie Francis, and she's going to come on the podcast too. She does affiliate marketing through Pinterest, and she makes a really, really good income just through affiliate marketing through Pinterest, and it's passive income, and that's what I'm so obsessed with. And so she just came out with a course that pretty much teaches you how to make money through Pinterest, how to make passive income through Pinterest, and I bought her course. So that's an example of an online course that you can buy. I've also bought courses on Instagram. I haven't really implemented them because I'm a little lazy. I've bought courses on, I think I bought a course on like affiliate marketing other than Kylie's course. Kylie's course is like probably my favorite course that I've ever bought, because it's just very practical and tangible, and I really do love it. But yeah, honestly, like selling your own online course, it's pretty much just teaching people something that they don't know that they're willing to pay you for. And that's a really great form of passive income too, because once you create a course, you don't have to go back and change it at all. You can just keep selling it unless you make additions to it, but that becomes a sense of passive income because once you build it, you can just continue to sell it. Another way of making money through online entrepreneurship is by creating your own service-based business. And if you've listened to episode 3 with Hannah Bugke, she talked about how she created her own marketing agency in a year. And that's an example of a service-based business. So a service-based business is essentially, again, social media marketing, graphic design, editing, video editing, SEO management, any type of tech skills that you have, virtual assistants. All of that is service-based businesses because you're offering your services to other people who are paying you for it. So you can pitch yourself as like a virtual assistant. A virtual assistant is essentially a personal assistant, except all of their work is done virtually, obviously, and you're just doing services for people and things that they'll pay you for. You can also have your own membership site. So again, this is what Taylor does. She has a membership site where people are paying her on a subscription basis. So where you pay someone on a monthly basis to receive something back. So a membership site could be, oh gosh, there's so many different types of membership sites. I've seen people do like marketing membership sites. People will pay you, again, a monthly fee and just be like a part of your community. And in return, that person is giving out value on whatever their specialty is. So I've seen a couple girls on Instagram do this, a couple fitness people where they're like, oh, come join my online community. And they're like, it's however much per month, like $50 a month or $100 a month or something like this. And in return, you get workouts and group coaching and recipes and everything like that. And the ones that I've seen, you can bring like a product into it. Like some people partner with a network marketing or multi-level marketing company and promote their products too. But you can also just have a membership site where people are paying you monthly for something in return. So again, it just be super creative. If there's something that you're gifted in, just see what you can get away with. That's like my whole mantra of life is like, I just want to see what I can get away with. I just want to see what I can do. And like, you don't know what people are going to pay you for. People might be searching for that thing that you have to offer. So I guess just kind of get creative. And a membership site is definitely something that is an option. You can sell ebooks. So you can sell ebooks, again, health and fitness ebooks, recipe ebooks, marketing ebooks, travel ebooks, fashion ebooks, makeup, beauty ebooks, like anything that you want to write about and that you can price at a really low price point, like $5, and you can just throw it up on Amazon or throw it up on your social channels or figure out good SEO for it and put it on a website or something and people will buy it. That's definitely something that you can do as well. You can get into affiliate marketing, which is essentially where you're promoting other people's products and receiving a commission, which is what I'm working on right now. Network marketing, which is similar to affiliate marketing, except you're working on building a team, and but it's still like you're receiving commission for a product, but you're also making money off of your team's volume. So pretty much anytime you recruit someone into your network marketing company, you'll make money off of their sales as well. You can get into blogging, which blogging has a lot of different ways that you can make money off of. Again, you can do virtual assistants. You can get into e-commerce through Amazon or Shopify. If you listened to the episode right before this with Shimangi, I talked about how she made 100K in 100 days, which is crazy, amazing, through her e-commerce business. She does drop shipping. Yeah, you can do graphic design. You can have your own marketing agency. I think I already said these, but I just want to reiterate them. You can become an influencer, which some people just roll their eyes when they hear the word influencer. But I think it's amazing to be an influencer because it shows that you have a message that people want to hear and you're impacting people in some way. And if you become an influencer on different social media platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, I think those are the most popular ones. When people think of influencer, they probably think of Instagram, but I don't know if you guys know this, but if you have a decent sized following, if you're like a micro influencer, which is someone who has a good amount of followers, but is not a celebrity, but companies see that you have an engaged audience, you can get paid like hundreds to thousands of dollars per post. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when people do like sponsored posts or posts with a hashtag ad or sponsored, they're getting money from it, and you can get paid really well through that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with becoming an influencer if you are authentic about it and you have a good message that you want to get out in the world, or if you are genuinely wanting to help people, then that's definitely an option for you. All right, so those are my top 3 ways to become location independent. Please, please, please let me know if this helped you guys. And I can always do a follow-up on this if there's anything more detailed that you'd want to hear. Again, I really just want to pack as much value as I can into this. So it would really just mean the world to me if you could take 10 seconds, shoot me a message, and let me know if this helped you or not. As always, if you like this and want to leave a review and a rating, I'm still trying to get on the iTunes new and noteworthy list, and I'm not giving up. So there you go. Stay tuned for this next month. I'm bringing on a lot of amazing guests, and I know that you guys are going to love to hear what they have to say. So thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Peace out.